What the fuck is this?
Fucking thing sucks!
Why?
Disappointed!
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Shitty Song of the Week.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week, the show where I'm a host, Brandon, and joining me once again, host of Who Gives a Shit, Crippled Jesus. Welcome back to the show, buddy.
What's up, buddy? How are you doing, man? It's been a while.
It has been a while, man, but I'm doing great. Glad to have you on here. Now, before we dive into everything, people, you know the drill. Go to our Twitter page over at Shitty Song Pod. Leave us a voicemail, 910-370-1604, with all your shit song suggestions and reviews. And while you're at it, check out our Patreon over at patreon.com/SSOTW. Sign up, become a glutton for punishment, get access to bonus content every single month. I am looking forward to this episode, CJ. I have been wanting to shit on these two people for quite some time now, and I'm glad that we're finally getting to do this. But, you know, tonight we're just going to be going through a generic rock episode.
You might be able to beat me. This is definitely one of the better, shittier songs that I think I have brought in, but it's so bad.
All right. Well, I think I'll kick things off tonight and talk about a band that I have been wanting to bring to the show for a long time. They are, they're probably one of the more popular bands that I've brought, and I can't fucking stand these guys. I'm talking about Weezer. Are you a fan of Weezer?
Not at all, man. All right. I like Buddy Holly, the musician, but the song fucking sucks.
Oh, this is gonna be great then. So, there's so many fucking songs I could have gone through for them. Literally, almost their entire discography is worth bringing onto this show. But I recently heard this song played on the radio, and it drove me fucking insane to the point where I had to bring it. I'm talking about Where's My Sex. Have you heard this song before?
I don't know most of Weezer's songs by name, but I pretty much recognize their sound when I hear it. It's one of those bands that is unapologetically, you know, Weezer. It could be no one else.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, this is it's one of their stupid signature knockoff rock punk fucking riffs. The lyrics to this are so fucking stupid and childish, and that's why I brought it. This whole song is actually written about socks, but they replaced the word socks with sex because it's childish and funny and amusing and so fucking irritating. So this song is called Where's My Sex, but it should be called Where's My Socks. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it sounds like what an idea of Jimmy Fallon's version of comedy would be. So I'm very excited to see this translate in the song.
All right, so, you know, now that you know the premise of this, you're going to understand the song a little better, but it doesn't make it good. Let's just get that clear. But this is how this shit show starts. So it's stupid fucking slow monotone rhythmic guitar in the background. There's nothing special to that. And then the lyrics, Mom made my sex, she knitted it with her hands, sex making is a family tradition. It's all stupid childish bullshit to get you to giggle at how fucking amusing they are.
I remember why I hate Weezer, man. It's so fucking whiny.
Yes, oh my god. The sound of Rivers Cuomo's voice is so fucking cringy and irritating. I can't stand it.
It's like my grandmother bitching about the air conditioning being off. That's what Weezer reminds me of.
Yeah, you're not wrong with that. But this is the chorus to that. So, you know, they set up in the first verse that, you know, socks or sex is a family tradition. They like to make a lot of sex in their family. And his mom likes to handle all the sex. It's so fucking stupid. But then he's going to ask you the important question here, CJ. Where is his sex? Is it funny yet? Do you get is it amusing, the whole sex socks replacement thing? Are you laughing your ass off hysterically at it?
Maybe it's like an inside joke, you know? I imagine a lot of Weezer fans ask themselves where the sex is. I don't think they're getting a lot of sex.
God damn it, you might be right with that. But we go into the second verse with this, and you know, the first time around, it was just a fun little play on words. You know, they could be talking about whatever. This time around, we're just going to sing an entire verse about doing laundry and how great that is. Like, what the fuck is this? How are these people as popular as they are? I don't understand the fandom behind them. Also, okay, so whoever Meg is, she really gets off on hiding socks on this dude. Who the fuck are these people?
I don't know, man. I'm getting really tired of this Axl Rose impression, this whole fucking song.
Oh, my God. Well, I won't bore you with the whole thing. Thank God we're doing this in chunks. It may be under the rug or stuck in a shoe closet. Tumbling round in the washing machine. She's always trying to get me clean. Oh, she God. What the fuck is he doing with his voice?
I gotta call it now, bud. I think before I even get to my song, I think you won this week because that type whining singing. It's something that Billie Eilish does too, and it's very popular nowadays, and I fucking hate it. So I think you won with Weezer already, but
oh well, I got one more clip for you, CJ. I'm gonna go through it. I had to listen to this several times, so I'm gonna share it with you because
I'm sorry, man.
So this entire song has been very monotone and droning, and it just goes on and on. And look, it's barely a 3 minute long song, but it feels like we've been listening to it for forever now. But we get to a bridge, and the bridge, for some reason, it decides to pep itself up, and it becomes like this knockoff Green Day, like American Idiot sort of riff for a bridge. It's fucking retarded. It doesn't fit in here at all. There's no purpose for it except to change the pace of the song. But then they just end it with the chorus again, and that's it. So here's the bridge. So you have this bizarre bridge that doesn't really fit, but whatever. I guess you could sort of try to get into that. And then they sharply cut it into this shitty chorus, and that's how they end this song.
It's like they know this song is so bad that they just went to playing another song for 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's so fucking horrible. Like, I'm really, this is, you know, every now and again we go through these and we play clips, and I wish we heard the whole song. I'm so fucking glad that we decided to play Weezer in a clip this week, so it's perfect. It's about all the Weezer I can stand.
Well, I'm good on my Weezer for the next 20 years, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no shit. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what you got tonight, CJ?
So this song, the reason I'm bringing this in is because I heard it at the end of The Sopranos and with one of the credit songs. Okay. And I had no idea the band, with the name of the song even, and I'm just like, God damn, this is terrible. And it's just really boring and laggard on. Turned out it is Frank Sinatra by Cake.
Okay. Yeah, I've never been a huge Cake fan. It's just not my style of music. Everything I've heard from them is very droning and boring. That's kind of why I grabbed Where's My Sex to fit along with this.
Well, I looked at Cake after listening to this song, and as a Ween fan, I'm like, oh, this is just Ween, but shittier. this is not as good.
And that's saying something. Holy shit.
So, just kick it off with my clip one.
All right, here we go. What the fuck?
All right, so you got the toddler plastic piano intro. You know this is going to be a good song. We're off to a good start.
I'm confused. I thought you said you brought a Cake song, not Kevin. What the fuck is this?
Oh, it's terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Clip number two is where the lyrics start. Now, if you like this lyric, it's good news for you because you're going to hear it about seven more times.
Ah, oh, fantastic.
We know of an ancient radiation that haunts dismembered constellations, a faintly glimmering radio station.
Jesus Christ.
While Frank Sinatra sings storm.
So that's the hook, huh?
Yeah, very interesting. I don't think I've ever heard a hook that was so dry to the point where I thought to myself, oh, I think I would rather be listening to that skipping Frank Sinatra record. I think that would be more pleasurable.
See, normally I'd say that this is the type of music that, you know, you could listen to fall asleep to because it's so droning and monotone and boring and it's hard to pay attention and get into it. But I feel like if I tried to fall asleep to this shit, I'd end up staying up all night just tossing and turning because I can't get comfortable enough to fall asleep because I'm forcing myself to hear this annoying garbage.
Yeah, this next clip, I think they can tell that the song's pretty repetitive, Cake themselves. So this next clip is when they try to get deep with the lyrics.
Oh boy, that's great.
Claiming truth beyond your latest ad campaigns. An old man sits collecting stamps in a room all filled Chinese lamps. He saves what others throw away. He says that he'll be rich some.
I feel like this is trying to be like a political statement. Like, yeah, we're above your advertising campaign. We're collecting stamps in a room. We're gonna be rich one day. Like, this is like some kind of anti-capitalist garbage. And the other reason I brought this song is I don't know if you've noticed the horn notes throughout the song. So there was a period of time, late 90s, early 2000s, where they tried to bring back swing, you know, like crooner music.
Yes.
And you'll see it with like the Cherry Poppin' Daddies and so on. There's a bunch of bands that did it. And I feel like that's trying to capitalize on this trend. And swing music is great, but it's one of those genre where I think if you add it to something else, it sounds bad. It sounds terrible.
Yeah, it does. And I think in that clip that we just played, the horns are probably the best part of that section. But it's not saying much considering that both guitars that are being played in this are almost every instrument is out of tune. I can't figure out why the fuck they couldn't just tune their guitars the right way before they play these shitty, choppy chords. It's all mixed terribly too, so it's all muddled in there. So yeah, when the horns come out, it doesn't sound that bad because it's the only thing that you can actually make out clearly.
And my fourth clip here is kind of a long one. And this is, it reminded me of the Boston episode you guys did again, because I remember that one vividly, because you were talking about how the fade out is just so long and boring. And this is like, the fade out here is like half the song. And thankfully, I didn't pick all of it for you to play, but by the end of the song, you just want it to be over. It's so fucking boring, man.
All right, here we go. Hold the fuck up. What the hell is happening in the background there? What is that keyboard doing? That's the rhythm? What the hell?
Oh, you don't like the pager added?
Yeah.
Instrument? You don't think that's a good instrument?
I don't think so, no. It doesn't fit very well.
Well, there's a lot more of it, so cue up, everybody.
Great. Holy shit.
Very repetitive. And a little known fact, I did some digging on the song. The scream in the background, that's actually the audio engineer of this track.
Yeah, I could see that. Oh my god, this is so painful to get through. I can't imagine actually listening to both of these songs all the way through.
Now, we're getting to the last clip here. And I want you to ask yourself, what more do you think this song needs to put it over the top? Well, if you answered a horn solo, you would be correct.
Oh, see, I only got four clips.
Oh, shit. I tried to put the... It's basically just, you know, the beginning horns and the beginning of the song. It's just that, again, layered over that guitar, you know?
Oh, here.
It's not even a new horn solo. It's the same couple notes that you've heard. The video that I sent my producer had the lyrics with it, because I always like to look at the lyrics.
Yeah.
But it's 40 seconds shorter than the song on Apple is.
Huh, that's weird.
So maybe they have a second edit without the horn solo. But it's literally, it's just the first three horn notes that you hear in the beginning of the song. Only it's over that guitar that goes on for 2 minutes.
Oh, shit, that's fucking terrible.
Yeah, you guys aren't missing much. Not here.
Oh, goddamn. Well, having listened to both of these tonight, CJ, which one do you think stands out as the shitty song this week?
I'm still going to go with Weezer, you know, the, oh my god, we're so quirky, we said sex, but we meant socks, that whole thing, and the poor Axl Rose impression on top of that. I think Weezer wins this week.
See, I want to agree with you on that, and really, it's only because of the shitty vocals that Rivers Cuomo decides to try in at the end of that a song that really sells it for me, because yours is so fucking boring. Oh my God, Cake is so boring to listen to. Yeah. I am sick. I don't know a lot of Cake's discography. Granted, there might be songs that I enjoy, but if I have to hear She's Going the Distance one more fucking time, I'm gonna put a bullet in my head. It's so irritating and cringy and hard to get through. So if I didn't bring Weezer this week, you would have won it hands down. There's no argument there.
I also think, given that Weezer is a lot more popular than Cake is, they have the potential to be much more dangerous when it comes to shitty music. So,
I agree. And I mean, either way, both of these songs could go pretty far in Shitty Song of the Year, but it's not up to us unless you guys go to our Twitter page over at Shitty Song Pod and you, the listener, gets to decide on which one of these shit heaps gets to move on. If you think Cake and Frank Sinatra is shitty enough to move on for Shitty Song of the Year, then you vote for that. Otherwise, Weezer is going to make their way through with their shitty, fun little I'm stupid, quirky comedy bullshit. It's so fucking stupid.
Very bad. Very bad. I know I'm a fan favorite and everything, but let's be honest with ourselves. I think Weezer is the clear winner here, but you guys can vote however you want.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, CJ, I want to thank you so much for coming on tonight and bringing yet another terrible, terrible, terrible fucking song to this show. Is there anything you want to plug before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I got two things to plug. So the first thing is Who Gives a Shit, my podcast with Adam from Houston. We are creeping up on our $200 goal. We got, I think, 80 more bucks before we get there. But that would, if we hit that means you get one more bonus episode on top of the one that we already do for the month. And we just did a commentary on a Larry Lawton video. I don't know if you know who Larry Lawton is, Brendan.
I don't.
But he's this guy that spent time in prison. And because Adam actually spent time in prison, we like to go through the video, and it turned out he dramatizing most of the stuff in the video. You know, this guy would have you believe that there's a rape in prison every 3 seconds. So it was pretty fun to, you know, dissect his video and call his bullshit on anything. So if you want to see that, that's on patreon.com/WGA Shit Show. And another podcast, my producer who made the clips for me, Rem Dickman, he has a podcast called The Rich Dickman Show. He's got a website, richdickmanshow.com. And they just dropped a behind the scenes video on their website. It's right at the top of the website. You just go there, click on it. I love those guys. I think they're hilarious. They run a great show.
Oh, fuck yeah. Definitely check that out. But that's going to wrap it up for today, guys. So, as always, this has been Brandon, and until next time.